Stephon Diggs is now a member of the Washington Commanders. They haven't officially announced it yet, but that's what's going down. That's been the news of the day. We talked about that over the first 2 hours. You can find all of that on the Odyssey app, including my conversation with Santana Moss about what Diggs can do for Washington. But I want to talk now about the guy who's going to be throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs, and that, of course, is Jaden Daniels. And look, it is fair to say that Jaden Daniels has something to prove this year, only from the perspective of that last year, you know, he didn't play a lot. Only started 7 of the 17 games, only finished 4 of them. Obviously, the team had a miserable season across the board. But, you know, I'm still old enough to remember that in 2024, he had arguably the greatest rookie season any quarterback has ever had and led this franchise to 12 wins and an NFC Championship appearance. Neither of those things they had done since 1991. And he was riding high. In fact, The Athletic has their QB tiers article every year by my pal Mike Sando. And Jaden Daniels, they had 5 quarterbacks in the top tier, and then the number 6 quarterback, first in the next tier, Jaden Daniels. Okay, you figure it is going to be a little bit of a hit after the year last year. We all understand kind of how recency bias works, you know, that type of deal. But it worked maybe a little too well here, because Jaden Daniels, he isn't 6, he's not 7, he's not 8. He dropped all the way to 13th, the second tier that he's in, the tier 2. It goes from number 5, Lamar Jackson, all the way to Jalen Hurts, number 17. There are a lot of people in this group who you can make an argument should be higher than they are. Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Drake May, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams. They're all ahead of Jaden Daniels. Rankings are somewhat subjective. Now, to be clear, this isn't Mike Sando doing this. This is him talking with, he said, 50 executives and coaches, so active GMs, former GMs, coaches, etc. And they ranked the players, and then from that came this list. So these are people in the know. I just still feel like, and look, Jaden Daniels is the quarterback that I cover the most. So for better or for worse, I'm going to be thinking about him in ways I don't think about Drake May. I just think of Drake May as a guy who was pretty great during the regular season and pretty lousy in the postseason last year, even though New England made it all the way to the Super Bowl. Caleb Williams had an up and down rookie season, much better last year with Ben Johnson as his head coach. A bunch of comeback wins. You know, he did a lot of good stuff there. Is Jaden Daniels number 13, though? I don't know. Like I said, I just think a lot of this is subjective. To me, that feels a bit low. Anthony, though, I look at this list and okay, if you're going to say he's higher, then who's lower? You know, is Justin Herbert at 6 too high? I mean, kind of. He's been terrible in the playoffs. I mean, I get that, like, from a prototype standpoint, Justin Herbert is great, but I don't know. What are we basing him 6 on when he's been terrible in the postseason? Although I'm not saying it's always on him, that you got to factor in the team as well. He's had bad offensive lines. Dak Prescott, same deal. Yeah, Dak puts up good numbers in the regular season, but then they get to the postseason and it doesn't seem to work out. Brock Purdy has been very efficient with Kyle Shanahan's offense, but everybody also thinks it's Kyle Shanahan's offense that is doing that, making him good. So, Anthony, where are you at? You look at this list of the QB tiers, Jaden Daniels 13th in a group that's, the tier goes from 5 to 17, and you think what?
I think some of these guys that are ranked above Jaden, I'm pretty sure, like, if you were to draft, like, so you're redrafting the entire NFL. Some of the guys that they have above Jaden Daniels, I wouldn't expect those guys to go ahead of Jaden. I don't think you're putting a Herbert ahead of him. I don't think you're putting a Goff ahead of him. Drake May. I think when you talk about Lamar, Dak, Jordan Love, or you may have an argument. Even Purdy. I don't think you're putting Purdy above Jaden either. So, yeah, I definitely think it's a little bit of revisionist history, and more so Jaden now has to go out there and prove himself. But I think since we cover him, like, closely and daily, and we get to, you know, see be critical of his game, we know how good and how great he is. And we know, like, what he did year one, the fact that he had little to nothing. When we talk about, you know, players that you build around a young quarterback. We had Terry, but everybody else, the De'Ami Browns, he made look good. Olamide Zaccheaus made look good. Zach Ertz, you know, his career revitalized a little bit. So you factor all of that and a subpar defense, like, he literally put the entire team on his back. And I don't think you can necessarily expect that from some of the other guys that you are, you know, putting ahead of him. Justin Herbert, he's had ample opportunities to go out there and prove to everybody that he could be a top five, you know, quarterback in this league. And he always seems to, you know, piss down his leg, you know, when the light shines the brightest. So, but this is not me, you know, getting off Justin Herbert hate. I just want him to go out there and actually prove to everybody that he is who everyone thinks he is. Because, yeah, I don't think he's done that just yet.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the who's around Jaden Daniels, and I do think this is a huge piece of this, right? I mean, Joe Montana was viewed as the greatest quarterback for a long time. Well, he had Jerry Rice for a lot of those years. You know, Tom Brady is actually one of the guys that didn't always have a lot, but, you know, he still had Gronk. He still had Randy Moss at times and so on. And you look at the list here, right? I mean, not everybody here has a tremendous help. Justin Herbert, in fact, really doesn't. But you look at Lamar Jackson, number five, Zay Flowers, who just got paid a ton of money, and Derrick Henry. I know that's not a receiving threat, but Derrick Henry.
Andrews, though.
Yeah, yeah. They have some pieces there. Dak, I mean, he has arguably the best receiver combination in the league with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Drake May, you know, they just added A.J. Brown and Romeo Doubs, again, to a group that used to have Stephon Diggs that ultimately made the Super Bowl. Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs. Jordan Love, Green Bay doesn't really have a ton of things. They got Josh Jacobs. They've got like a lot of like number two receivers, like some guys that can Christian Watson always.
He does have LaFleur, though. I think that helps a lot too, though.
Well, that's the other part here of the Jaden Daniels thing. It's not so much that you're definitively saying that he is the number 13 guy. It's like, well, he's got a rookie OC who's not really been a coach for too long. Now, this obviously also came out before Stephon Diggs signing today, but that was the other question. Well, who does he have to work with? Ultimately, the biggest question with Jaden Daniels is health. That's just all there is to it. You know, I would just say watching him at camp, as I have so far, first couple days weren't particularly great. Looked like he was off target a bit, but it's red zone. It's very tight quarters. It's, you know, not the easiest space, even during the season and all that. But he's gotten progressively better over time. I think today was arguably the best day for the offense so far in camp. Some of that was like what's going on when he was the second and third teams. But regardless, Jaden's only getting better and better. But, you know, so I get it. If you're on the outside and you're like, well, I have to assess this on something, those are some excuses. But like to your point from earlier, this is only about this year, I assume. But yeah, I asked this question on Twitter the other day too. Are you telling me that if you ask teams, would you rather have Jaden Daniels or Brock Purdy, Jared Goff? I'm not discounting those guys at all. But if you're saying, who would you rather have? Boy, unless their doctor said, we can't, his body's going to break, we just can't do it, I just don't see how it wouldn't be him. And by the way, just to be clear, so did I ever say this? Last year, he was number six on this list. So, you know, the recency bias aspect of this is pretty nuts. That said, Jalen Hurts is 17. I'm sure Philly fans are looking at this going, wait, what? That seems crazy. Trevor Lawrence had a really good year last year. He's 16. Sam Darnold won the Super Bowl. He's 14. Of course, the defense had a lot to do with that. Baker Mayfield is the name right behind Jaden Daniels. And, I feel like that's a fair. After we get to 17, the drop off, tier three, Bo Nix, Aaron Rodgers, CJ Stroud, keep going on from there. And I don't think I see anybody in that lower list. Maybe if you want to tell me Stroud, who should be up higher. And like I said, I can't definitively sit here and tell you that Jaden Daniels is like for this year automatically better than some of these other guys. I just think, though, that this is just too low and it's discounting what he did as a rookie. I know Drake May was like almost won the MVP last year, but I can't shake it from my head that like he was really not good in the playoffs. Like really not good. I mean, New England has just a good team, and you know, they were fortunate with some of the opponents, had some injuries and things like that. Like Denver didn't have Bo Nix. But man, I just feel like, are we really saying that Jaden Daniels, you wouldn't take him over Drake May even? Unless you're telling me that the injury is just that's it. You just can't deal with it. I don't know that I would think I would do that.
And that's the thing that kills me, though, because Joe Burrow can't stay healthy for the life of it. But somehow, some way, Joe Burrow is always in the top four, like no matter what list we talk about. And I love Joe Burrow, but also I think he's gotten away with, you know, having a Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins at his expense. Like Joe Flacco literally off very few practice days steps in and he's like, oh my gosh, I enjoy throwing to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. They just make everybody's job so easy. Yes, you have arguably one of the best tandems in the league. So the fact Joe Burrow has that as at his expense and the fact that he necessarily can't stay healthy, I question, you know, why, you know, he's consistently, you know, in these top lists, especially if they're going to hold injuries over Jaden Daniels' head. I don't fully understand it. But again, if you re-rank the entire NFL and will redraft the entire NFL, I promise you, Jaden Daniels would not be the number 13 quarterback coming off the list. And it's no shade to who you mentioned, you know, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy. I think they are good quarterbacks in their own right. But Jaden Daniels is special. That dude is truly special.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, the other thing is, whereas New England got Drake May a bunch of help, especially this offseason, but, you know, going forward, the Bears got all kinds of weapons and offensive line help for Caleb Williams. You know, Bo Nix, the Broncos went ahead and got Jalen Waddle this offseason. You know, Michael Penix has Bijan Robinson and Drake London. And even like Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy, who's probably going to be the backup to Kyler Murray, but you got Justin Jefferson, you got Jordan Addison, two guys who are first-round picks. And here it's been Terry McLaurin and, you know, kind of shrug your shoulders. And that is why the Stephon Diggs thing is so fascinating, because they may very well not. Like, I wonder if you did this today. Okay, rank the guys now, knowing that they have Stephon Diggs. Does that change your deal? Because, again, that's not – is Jaden Daniels a good quarterback? But clearly you're factoring in the other components around him to come up with your ranking. So I would have to think he'd be a little bit higher if you knew they had Diggs.
Yeah, do you think also the fact that he's only done it once is really what's hanging over, I guess, his head? Because, again, like Joe Burrow, he was able to go to the Super Bowl at least. Like, it took him 2 years, but still, even year one, he got hurt, right? He got knocked out of the game
against Washington, against us.
So.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think Jaden Daniels, what he did as a rookie, including winning two games on the road in the playoffs, is better than anything Drake May has done. Again, this is not hating on Drake May or Caleb Williams or any of these other guys. It's just pointing out, well, wait a minute, you're touting all this, that's cool, but the year before, Jaden Daniels is the one that got all the way to the NFC Championship game for a team that was so bad they had the number two pick the year before. They completely turned over the roster, new coach, new everything. We're just going to say that, and that didn't matter. And again, who was he throwing the ball to? De'Ami Brown got $10 million from the Jags based on what he did in the playoffs and the end of the year. Prior to that, no disrespect to De'Ami Brown, he had not remotely close lived up to the hype as a third-round draft pick, and yet Jaden Daniels made him look good. That's what I think is exciting about this year, beyond even just getting Diggs, is a healthy Jaden Daniels, and that is, of course, the question, but a healthy Jaden Daniels has more to work with here. If Treylon Burks can stay healthy, that should be a pretty fun combination. We talked earlier about Luke McCaffrey and Antonio Williams. I think there's something there, and let's see Jaden Daniels play with them, but you got to make this list. The lasting memory was last year was awful. They were terrible. He was hurt. It's a rookie OC who's never done anything close to this before as a coach. Questions at receiver. I get if you want to ding him for some of that. But to me, then, like, that's not him. So that needs to be factored in, I just think, in terms of how you're going to go. I mean, even like I said, Brock Purdy. Look what Mac Jones does when he goes in there to play under Kyle Shanahan. He's still pretty good, too. So, yeah, again, all this is subjective. This is all perfect, great fodder for an August radio show. Perfect. But at the same point, I don't know. By the way, are you familiar with Kevin Sheehan's smell test?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Kevin about this when I go on with him on Friday. I feel like this is a Jaden Daniels smell test. That it's just gone so far, because it's not just this list. He's never being ranked in the top 10. And it feels like the smell test for the Jaden Daniels has just gone too far the other way. And if there was a wager you could make on this, that you would take Jaden Daniels in the point, so to speak, because I just feel like it's gone too far the other way.
No, for sure.
All right. We've got more to do here. We can still call in 301-230-0980. Talk about Stephon Diggs. I haven't really gotten into what I've seen so far in camp. We can do that next here. Ben standing with you till 7 on the Team 980.